Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hi, everyone. This is the Good Health Granny. If you've listened to any of my earlier shows, you know how I serve grandparents who want to leave a legacy of good health for their grandkids. To put that a little bit stronger, I am super passionate about saving our grandkids' lives. Some people might look at that and think that that's kind of dramatic, but it really isn't. What I really mean is that I'm passionate about keeping our grandkids safe from the world that they faced every day. Our fast food, our processed food, our junk food, these are really the society's bad guys. They are enticing our precious grandbabies into eating their own stuff. Not just our grandbabies, but they're enticing us, they're enticing our grandkids. Like I've told you, you know, today is such a fast-paced world. All of us are in a hurry. And we want to eat, we get hungry, we get over-hungry, we grab the first thing that comes to us, first thing that we can get our hands on without cooking, our minimal amount of cooking. And what we've done is that we are filling our bellies with fast food, processed food, junk food, anything that we can get into our mouth to fill that hole. We're not really looking at what it is that we're eating. It's a real eye-opener, and I'm really passionate, I'm really serious about getting our own lives so that we can be an example to our grandkids away from all of this advertising done by the corporations, and because the junk food is literally killing our grandbabies before their time. My vision is to empower the grandparents of this generation to become heroes to their own grandkids and consequently all kids around us, even those that are not our grandkids. Their lives are still important too, because we've learned that the experts have predicted that this generation of children will be the first generation that have a shorter life expectancy than their parents if something doesn't change. So the Good Health Granny is here to help make that movement toward change. I don't expect this to happen overnight. It doesn't happen in my own life. So I can't expect anybody else to all of a sudden turn over a new leaf and they're going to change everything about the way that they eat. That's unrealistic. But we have to start this movement. We have to move forward in what we put in our mouths, what our children see us putting in our mouths, and consequently what our grandkids see us putting in our mouths. Today, what I want to do is go over how to change the trend of eating convenient, fast, processed foods, even at home. How many of you guys, when your grandbabies are over there, you have stuff on your counters? You have candy that's out, say gummy bears or any kind of candy that's out there. So what I want to start with is I want to go over, say, this gummy bear. I kind of looked up, because that's kind of a popular candy that most younger kids like. Teenagers like it too. So I wanted to see what was in it. What are we eating when we give our grandbabies those gummy bears? Well, gummy bears are made up of mainly sugar. They have some artificial fruit in it. They have a lot of preservatives in it. There's no nutrition. There's chemicals. There's toxins in it. And there is actually no nutrition in it. So, but we could make something from home. And I've made these before, and they really taste good. And they are a version of this gelatin-type jello that you cut up and you make them like gummy bears. Gelatin is a protein, and it's actually found in collagen-rich plants, parts of plants. It's found in our skin, in tendons, in joints, in ligaments, and we need the gelatin to help lubricate these parts of our bodies. But how can we make this in a healthier version? And I've got a recipe that I will be more than happy to share with you guys that I found online. It's easy, it's simple to make, and it keeps us away from the Jell-O products that we find in the stores. This modern processed, modified, and nutritionalist version. And I'll share that recipe with you along with some other recipes. I'll even share a website with you where you can go and you can get recipes. Okay, the next one that really caught my attention was Cheez-Its. I have seen so many families, they put Cheez-Its in a Ziploc bag and they're going to church, and this is their way of keeping a little one quiet. When I found what was in Cheez-Its, I was absolutely shocked because I've used them. I've used them before. As a matter of fact, I really like them. But did you know that there are possible short-term side effects with Cheez-Its that just will blow your mind? It can cause you to be nauseous. It can cause you to have a headache. It can cause you to be dizzy or even delirious. And there's reasons why. There is a chemical that is found in the Cheez-Its, and I'm sure that you guys have heard of it before. It is TBHQ, terenair. I'm not even going to try to say this because it's just crazy. But it's a petroleum derivative, and it makes fast food last longer. And as little as 5 grams of this stuff ingested can cause these side effects that I listed before. And in severe cases, it could actually even cause death. One of the other things is MSG. It's also got a high sodium content. What this food does is it creates a craving, not just in our grandbabies, in us as well. And this craving makes us want more and more of this. So if you're looking at Cheez-Its and you're thinking, well, 5 grams of it could even cause death, you know, it makes you very leery about using Cheez-Its anymore. Well, what are you going to do in place of the Cheez-Its? I found another recipe. This is called baked cheddar crackers. And it's something that takes about 30 minutes to make, and you can make it at home. It freezes well, and you can use that in place of Cheez-Its. And it has natural ingredients in it. And again, I'll share the recipe with you. I'll put this stuff on my Facebook page. So if you have not already liked the Good Health Granny, go to the Good Health Granny, and these recipes will be there in the next couple days. What's in this baked cheddar crackers is unbleached flour, salt, garlic powder, onion, some unsalted butter, a package of shredded cheddar cheese, egg yolks, and water. Yeah, so you know what's in there. You know you don't have any of the toxic chemicals that you are would be feeding to your grandbabies, let alone eating what you eating them yourself. Okay, let's move on to the next one. The next one is something that is a special treat for a lot of people. I've seen it in so many church socials. Rice Krispie Treats. We just had it last Sunday. Somebody brought some Rice Krispie Treats for our church service. Now, Rice Krispie Treats, the biggest problem with them is the sugar content. There are toxic chemicals and toxic ingredients and artificial flavorings and all the stuff that's not good for you. There's actually BHT, which is used in jet fuel, transformer oil, rubber petroleum products, and this one is gross, embalming fluid. Yuck. This stuff is bad news, and it actually can eventually cause liver damage. But because of what we're facing in today's world with the obesity and the diabetes and all the things that our grandbabies are coming down with, one of the biggest problems with the Rice Krispie Treats is the marshmallows. There's about 100 grams, about a half a cup of sugar in every large marshmallow. And that's what Rice Krispie Treats are, that's what holds them together, is the marshmallows. So not only are we feeding them, are eating ourselves these bad toxic chemicals, but we're also filling our grandbabies up with sugar. Sugar will make you crave more sugar. So the more they eat, the more they want. And whether that's you, whether that's them, whether it's your kids or anybody at church for that matter, I have a recipe that I found online, and it is brain-boosting crispy rice treats. It has some really super ingredients in it that are really good for the body. You use the Rice Krisp cereal, but you use honey, you use almond butter, coconut oil, cinnamon, chopped walnuts, chai seeds. All of this is in this recipe that you can replace the Rice Krispie Treats with. And again, I will share that with you on my Facebook page. I didn't want to take up the whole time on going over and over all these things, but there's going to be recipes that are coming up that I'm going to share. Chicken nuggets, cheeseburger sliders, cheddar ranch chicken and bacon melt, french fries, egg McMuffin, cinnamon sugar pretzel bites, mozzarella sticks, cinnamon rolls, a chocolate shake. There's lots of recipes that you can look forward to on my Good Health Granny Facebook page. And I will share all these with you as time goes on. I kind of spread it out a little bit, give you a chance to test things and see how it works. Now, what I want to do is I actually want to change the statistics. I want to make sure that our grandchildren live longer, healthier, happier lives. I want you to join that movement. So join me on the Good Health Granny. Share with me ideas that you're using with your grandbabies. You listen to some of the other ladies and what they're using to help with their grandkids. Let's make this movement go forward and grow so that we can make a difference in the lives of our grandkids. On next week's show, what I want to do is I want to go over how to read nutritional labels. That is very important when you go to the store. So many of us have diabetes. Our grandbabies have diabetes. We need to know how many carbs we can have. We need to know how much sugar we can eat. All of these is important information, and you need to know what you're putting in your mouth before you put it in there. So be sure and join us next week, and thank you for joining us today. I really enjoyed this. Be sure and go to the Good Health Granny and share, like our page and share your information. See you next week.